your name will forever be etched in the history of South African football. But did you always dream of becoming a football coach as a child?
No, my dream was to play for the national team, of course, and it happened very late when Nelson Mandela was released. I got the opportunity to try out for the national team. I was 30, and I got the chance to play for the national team. I was the vice captain then, and a year later I became the captain. And you obviously think you can play forever, but it doesn't happen, so I got involved in coaching. But not in my wildest imagination did I think this would happen, because we had a foreign coach, Vera Powell from the Netherlands, and we had a lot of coaches present, and she chose me to be assistant coach. So from assistant coach, after the Olympics, when she left, I became the acting coach in 2016. I think it was August, September. And then February 2018, I became the full-time head coach. So I've been there and done it all, like they say, first as a player, but not in my wildest imagination, because I thought of.
Was this passion born out of street soccer in the streets of Hanover Park as a young girl, or how did this all begin?
Look, we lived first in Heidelberg, then we moved to Hanover Park, but I went to school in Salt River because my parents both worked in Cape Town, and we went to school, and after school we stayed at my grandmother's place. So that was the routine Monday to Friday. And then we played football with the boys Monday to Friday, and obviously weekends in Hanover Park. So yes, just playing for fun then as a young child. But obviously you dream, you see other teams, national teams, and you dream of that happening. And fortunately it happened for me, as I said, when our president was released from prison. I think people must remember that Hanover Park is just a place. They always use that and say, but I'm from Hanover Park, or I'm from Manenberg. It doesn't define who you are. I think it should drive you to greater heights. I think each and everyone has got a dream and has got an ambition. And the place shouldn't define you. You should go out still and try and reach your goals. My mother still lives there. I still, when I come to Cape Town, still go there. And I think just myself and Benny and, you know, Vicky Sampson, Hashim Domingo that plays at Sundowns, have all shown that, you know, it's just a place. And because when you leave there one day, the place is still going to stay there. And I think that should drive you. I think people coming from disadvantaged areas, a lot of that drives them to make things better, not just for themselves, but for their families as well.
How do you feel about Benny's new appointment?
No, I'm excited. I chatted to him now the other day when his agent called me to congratulate me. And I didn't know at the time that he was going to Man United. But I'm really excited for him. He's worked really hard and being given this opportunity, and being a lifelong fan of Manchester United, I think he's really going to do well. He said, I'm the queen of Hanover Park, but I think he's the king of Hanover Park. and I think there's place for more people on that throne. I'm really excited for him.
Do you still play?
Me, no, not at all.
Not at all?
No, not at all.
Who's your favourite player?
I'm a Man United fan. A long-suffering Man United fan. My favourite player at United has left a long time ago, Ryan Giggs.
You are the coach of the year. You are the WAFCON winning coach. Any offers on the table? What's on the cards for Desiree Allison?
No, there's no offers. There's no offers. I'd really like to make sure the team does well at the World Cup. That's the next ambition. We've been before, so when you go again, you want to do better. And the girls were absolutely amazing. From the word go, they said, we want to win this. I